My name is Kim. I'm 40 years old. I am a married mother of two teenage girls. I've stayed at home with them for 16 years now. I used to teach.
Okay. So let's talk about this, because this bread is supposed to be phenomenal. Do you think that you'll have a piece of that bread?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, because I'm hungry. Please do not judge my manners. There we go.
Okay. And is that probably how much bread you'll eat? Or you can have more.
I mean, I might have more.
So you don't worry about like butter or bread or carbs. Do you ever in your mind go, well, I had carb bread for lunch. I'm probably not going to have it again for dinner. Or how does that thought process go for you?
So like when I see this bread that comes out, first of all, I'm just hungry. Second of all, like it's good. I like it. I've had it before. I don't think twice about the butter as long as it's butter. If I think we are somewhere where it might be margarine or whatever, garbage, I won't touch it. So that's my main concern. It's not calories or it's just what's in that.
Let's talk about any tricks that you have that you feel like helps you eat a little less.
I stop eating once my body feels, okay, I'm not hungry anymore. I'm not full. I'm comfortable. And that's when I'll stop eating.
Talk about that feeling and like the taste, like the first bite is really, really good, but then it's like, okay, well, this isn't as good anymore.
This isn't as, and that could also be, you know, just go along with the fact that my body's telling me we're good now.
Have you ever counted your calories or measured how many calories you've eaten in a day?
I have not ever counted my calories or measured.
I've heard this many times from many women. They basically say that they allow themselves a 5-pound window, meaning if they're 130 pounds, once they get to 135, they start dialing it back a little bit. You ate all of your bread. Are you gonna have any more bread?
No.
So are you done with your salad now?
I am.
So you probably ate about, what, a quarter of that salad maybe?
A third.
So it would be good if we could get a dessert and you eat a couple bites of it. Would you? Are you craving a couple bites of something?
Sure.
Okay, good.
I'll have a couple bites of something.
Okay, so let's talk about this. You eat it first and eat as much as you want, and then we'll have it.
I mean, I like whipped cream, so I'm just gonna kind of see. That is interesting.
Is it good?
It's really good. It's just like
tart.
No, it's like whipped cream, but thicker. It's like if whipped cream and ice cream had a baby. There it is. Yeah, so then I'm just like kind of trying to get all of it in a bite just to see. It's really good all together. I don't know if it's an OCD thing, but I do like to do it in a,
nice fashion.
Yes.
Non-negotiable.
I don't know how many bites that was.
It looks like you probably took like 3 sips of a drink. And one of the things they say is that you shouldn't drink a lot with your meal because it dilutes the stomach acid in your stomach.
Interesting.
So you shouldn't be drinking a lot.
I don't usually drink a lot while I'm eating. It's more between meals.